A house is perched upon an abstracted mound of drapery, which seems to conceal a body. This sculpture returns to the subject of the femme maison, examining the complex relationship between femininity and the home upon which Bourgeois first elaborated 40 years earlier. In 1983, when this work was created, Bourgeois was enjoying the most widespread success of her career, having recently been honored with a retrospective at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Robert Storr recalls the artist's attitude at the time.
In 1981, when she was turning 70 and was having her retrospective at the Modern, which was supposed to be her sort of valedictory performance, she was talking to me about how she was damned if she was going to end up being given a kind of polite salute and then go into glorious retirement. What she did was the opposite. She allowed herself finally to feel her own ambition. She invested for the first time fully in her own work, and she concentrated on it totally. And she has made as much work since 1980 as she made in the entire first half of her career.
This piece superbly demonstrates Bourgeois' mastery of marble carving. The complex mass of fabric is depicted with a virtuosity that stakes her place in the venerable, male-dominated tradition of Western sculpture, exemplified by old masters such as Bernini and Rodin.